Now, Tehran has condemned a UK-drafted United Nations Security Council resolution which accused Iran of violating an arms embargo on Yemen. In a tweet, Iran's foreign minister slammed the move as, quote, desperate attempt by the U.S. and Britain to cover up their complicity in the Saudi war and Emirati war crimes in Yemen. Mohammad Javad Zarif reiterated Iran's repeated calls for a ceasefire, aid, and a broad-based government in the war-torn country. Zarif insisted that dialogue was the only solution to the crisis in Yemen and dismissed what he called a delusion of a military victory. Separately, Zarif described the draft, which was vetoed by Russia, as an ugly show in support of Yemen's invaders. He regretted the loss of thousands of civilian lives in the ongoing U.S.-led war on its neighbor. Joining us via Skype from San Bernardino is David Yacobian. He's a professor of history with the California State University, San Bernardino. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor Yacobian. Now, isn't it a fair criticism for many who, upon this voting and these draft resolutions on Yemen and the UN Security Council, said, where is that resolution putting an arms embargo on Saudi Arabia for the bombs it has rained upon civilians and civilian infrastructure in Yemen?
Obvious way to at least halt temporarily the humanitarian crisis that both the United States and Great Britain continue to feed into by way of their massive arms sales to Saudi Arabia and to the UAE. In 2017, it was reported in The Independent that in just the first 2 years alone of the Yemeni war, the British sold over 4.6 billion pounds sterling of bombs and missiles to just the Saudis, increasing their arms sales to Saudi Arabia by 500%. So if the UK government was genuinely interested in stopping the humanitarian crisis and protecting civilians more than it was interested in protecting the profits of its arms industry, then clearly it would be pushing for a completely different UN resolution. But unfortunately, this does not seem to be the case.
Right. So Mohammad Javad Zarif has insisted that dialogue is the only solution to the crisis in Yemen and the Saudi aggression needs to stop. However, that is not something that Saudi Arabia's Western allies are interested in. Why would you say that so? We're seeing these emergency sessions being held for Syria, for example, but Yemen not being given that priority.
The United States, especially under the Donald Trump regime, has been pursuing a Middle Eastern foreign policy that is stuck somewhere in between the harebrained schemes of the right-wing Israeli government and of the Saudi clown prince. And so there's really no logic behind it relative to what would be American national security or economic concerns, but rather the interest in supporting its allies in the region in their continual efforts to destabilize the region and to promote their own hegemony. So despite the fact that it's completely illogical, if one was actually interested in saving civilians, whether they be Syrian civilians or Yemeni civilians, that there would be a total arms embargo to all combatants that would, of course, include stopping the massive flow of arms sales from the United States and the UK, that this would be the logical course of action. But unfortunately, we're not seeing logical policies coming out of Washington as per its the interests of its regional allies.
Then do you think blaming Iran and pointing the finger at it is a very convenient strategy on their part to take the attention away from their failures in Yemen?
They might perceive it to be convenient, but it's actually absurd, and I believe much of the world community is aware of this absurdity. We need to remember that irrespective of the origins of Ansarallah missiles, not a single Yemeni missile has killed a single Saudi or Gulf citizen, whereas on a daily basis, the Saudi coalition is raining down bombs and missiles on Yemeni civilians in just the past 24 hours, killing over 12. And so it's illogical, it is Machiavellian in its origins, and simply an attempt to obfuscate the reality that whereby the American and UK arms industries are profiting handsomely from the suffering of Yemeni civilians, simultaneously the attempt is made to paint Iran as the villain in this case, as it is attempted to be painted in most cases in regional issues relating to the Middle East.
All right, that's David Yacoubian, professor of history with California State University, San Bernardino, joining us via Skype. Professor Yacoubian, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.